Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Roger Smith. He is the former president and CEO of American Income Life Insurance, National Income, and Liberty National Life Insurance Companies. He's also the author of The Most Unlikely Leader. And Mr. Smith, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me on your show, Eric. I appreciate it.
Well, it certainly is an honor and a pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So looking at leadership, and of course you are the author of the book titled The Most Unlikely Leader, what are the four characteristics of a leader?
You know, I think that the first one, and I think the main one, is that leaders need to be visionary. You know, I was like one of those kids where the teacher would write on the report card, you know, Roger daydreams too much. But you know what? And the position of CEO, that's your job. I mean, if you're not spending 45 minutes, an hour, being visionary, thinking about the future, seeing further than the people that you're leading, then you're not being a leader. I think the second characteristic is you have to have influence. And you get influence by doing two things. Number one, you got to have results. You know, if you're not going to follow me unless I could show you the results that you want. And number two is you have to sincerely believe that I care about your success. And I don't mean I care because it makes me look good. I mean I care because I take that responsibility seriously. And if you can have those two ingredients working for you, results and caring, then people will follow you to the end of the earth. You have to have strong systems. You know, you should be able to leave your organization for 3 months and it not break apart completely. So your systems have to be very, very strong. And lastly, if you're going to have a system, then you better be willing to inspect that system. You know, I used to have salespeople and I'd inspect their appointments and they go, you know, Roger, what, you don't trust me? Well, no, I trust you explicitly. But what I trust even more is the system. And I know the system works. So therefore, I'm going to inspect and make sure that you're following the system. And I think those four ingredients really round off and make up the characteristics of a leader.
That is some great information right there. Takeaways all over the place as well. Good stuff. Tell us about the power of multiple mentors. I'm sure there's some good feedback from you on that.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, the first thing you got to understand is there are people out there that are wiser than you. Okay, start there. And there's a lot of people that are wiser than you. And there's so much to learn from these people. And so, once again, it's about responsibility. It's your responsibility to search it out. And I've been so fortunate in my life to have such great mentors. And it's not like I got one mentor and then, oh, I got a new one and threw out that knowledge. It was the aggregate knowledge that made me the leader, you know, that I am. So, you know, my first mentor taught me about sales and the clothes and the organization. The founder of my company, you know, taught me about social injustice and patience and looking in for the best in people. And then my last mentor taught me about, you know, nothing's as good as it seems and nothing's as bad as it seems. And oh my gosh, I wish I had known that early on in my career, because my highs were so high, my lows were so low. You know, he said, taught me about, you know, to respond to things, not to react to things, because my way of leadership was putting out fires. And then the last thing that he taught me was that, you know, if you want to motivate somebody, it's okay to use emotion in a positive sense. But when it's something that's negative, use data. You know, I learned early on, you just yell at people. That's the worst thing that you could do. So in a negative situation, use data. Don't make it subjective. And understand that as much as things are that you can learn what to do, there's also things to learn that you don't want to do, that you're not going to do later on. So there's so much to gain by having mentors, and there's so much to gain by having multiple mentors.
And for those folks that have never had a mentor or tapped into that, that certainly should, that feedback right there should certainly draw your attention to the need and the advantages of having a mentor. Not only one, but multiple mentors. Good feedback from you, Mr. Smith, on that. Now, tell us what your philosophy is of overcoming obstacles. Everyone has obstacles along the way. What's your philosophy of overcoming obstacles?
So this is pretty contrary. So you know how you always hear about people are saying, listen, you know, don't burn your bridges. You might have even said it yourself, Eric. My philosophy is burn every damn bridge you have. And I say this because what happens is we meet these what we believe to be insurmountable obstacles. And in the back of our mind, if we have this, you know, plan B, or if we have an escape hatch, or if we're thinking, well, if this doesn't work, I'll do this, the temptation to take an alternate route becomes so great. And I've seen so many people give up on their dreams when they hit these what they believe are these insurmountable obstacles. But if you burn those bridges behind you, if there's no going back and your only path is forward, you'd be amazed at how creative we are as human beings and you know, how we manage to get over the wall or through the wall or around the wall. And then later on, you walk and you look back and go, okay, bump in the road, no big deal. So just burn the bridges behind you and just keep on moving forward.
There you have it. You got to love that. And of course, your philosophy is very clear, so I can certainly appreciate that. Excellent. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Roger Smith. He is the former president and CEO of American Income Life Insurance National, Income and Liberty National Life Insurance Company, and author of The Most Unlikely Leader. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you as we continue on. How have you been able to overcome the fear of failure? That is a real challenge for a lot of folks from time to time. Get into some of that.
Yeah, you know, Eric, I think it's really a matter of rephrasing it. You know, I would like to think of those as, okay, these are my learning lessons. You know, John Maxwell wrote a great book, you know, Failing Forward. And that's what it is. It's just, okay, this didn't work out the way I wanted it to, and this is the lesson I took from it, and now I will know better when a situation like this comes again. So, you know, it's not what happens is we tend to get paralyzed by the fear, and because we get paralyzed, we end up not making decisions that we need to make. And, you know, I would say to people, the worst that can happen is, okay, you know what? You made a wrong decision. And you know what? Now you can make a new one. It's not like you have to go down with the Titanic. If you make a wrong decision, make a new one. You know, don't let people say, yeah, but you told me. No, I told you based on the certain data that I had. But you know what? Today I have new data, which means I need to make a new decision. So, you know, don't let that fear take over and just leave you paralyzed. Just keep on moving forward, and then understand this, and really you are in absolute control of this situation. If you have a learning lesson, or what other people may call a failure, it's not the end of the road. It's not the end of your journey unless you say it's the end of your journey. Otherwise, just keep going on your journey. And like I said, you'll look back, it'll be a bump in the road. But it's not the end of the road unless you determine it is.
Again, like I said earlier, a lot of folks struggle with that, the fear of failure, and really do appreciate your thoughts on that. And especially, you are the one that makes the decision whether it's at the end of the road or not. So really do appreciate your feedback in those regards. Now, if you don't mind, tell us the events that came about when you overcame 20 years of being a functioning addict. If you don't mind getting into that a little bit. I'm sure there's a lot to talk about there, but we really would appreciate some input in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, at the age of 15, I was a drug addict, homeless, and a high school dropout. So needless to say, you know, prospects for a bright future were not looking very bright. And I fought with that addiction for 20 years. Unfortunately for me, I was a pretty high functioning addict, which means I could go to work, I could be successful in work, but still, you know, being addicted to drugs. And you know, none of it's really was sustainable. It's you know, I would build up, I would destroy. I would build up, I would self-destruct. You know, that is, you know, that's the life of an addict. And that was my life for 20 years. I remember very vividly, and I remember it because I keep it, you know, at the front of my mind. But I remember being on all fours. I was living in a little cottage in Malibu, and I'm on all fours, and I'm looking through the carpet, and I'm looking just for a sliver of crack cocaine. And like I said, I'm not. Oh, what, this isn't for minutes. This is for hours. And finally, you know, I just looked up and I thought, man, if this is my life, if this is what the way it's going to be, then I don't want to live. You know, that picture of myself, that picture that nobody else can see, you know, except you. My picture was, you know, this homeless drug addict old man on the streets. You know, that's how I saw that inner picture, and I couldn't see a reason for living. And so I started to, I walked downstairs and I started to walk into the ocean. And, you know, all I can say is that I was blessed because I didn't continue walking. And the next day I went into rehab and, you know, God bless that rehab, it stuck. You know, it was interesting, Eric, when I got out of rehab, I did everything in opposite. So I had 20 years of being an addict. And so if I put on my left shoe first, now I was going to put my right shoe on first. If I brushed my teeth with my right hand, I was going to brush my teeth with my left hand. I was going to do the opposite of everything that I'd been doing for all those years. And what's interesting is there's a lot of energy that you spend, negative energy, in being an addict. And when you're sober, you still have that same energy. And now if you can just put that in a positive motion, in a positive direction, well, oh my gosh, the world changes for you. And that's what happened in my life.
I really do appreciate your sharing that from a personal standpoint. There's a lot to be learned from that major obstacle that occurred in your life and how you handled that and where you're at today. And again, I'm sure you could speak to us a whole lot more on that, but we do appreciate what you did share. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we do conclude today?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wrote this book, The Most Unlikely Leader, and I wrote it because I think that there are people that feel that, you know, the deck is stacked against them, or they're just stuck in life. And I wrote it so that maybe I can inspire people and let them know, you know, wait, even if the deck is stacked against you, that's okay. That's all right. You can overcome that. You can achieve, you know, the greatness that is you. You can achieve all the successes that you want to achieve. And I hope that my book will motivate people, inspire people. Hopefully they'll look at it and go, if this guy could do it, man, I can do it. And that is my purpose at the moment.
Well, Mr. Smith, we certainly do appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. And of course, again, you are the author of The Most Unlikely Leader. And I am sure that you have piqued the interest of the audience as well. Where can listeners not only pick up the book, but to get more information on yourself and the book as well?
They can pick up the book on Amazon. They can also go to my website, rogersmith.com. rogersmith.me. That's rogersmith.me. And my social media is on there. They can order the book from there. It's all on there.
And that's easy enough. And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Smith, all the best. And hopefully we can catch up with you again right here on Enterprise Radio. Really appreciate your time today.
Great. Thank you so much, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Roger Smith, former president and CEO of American Income Life Insurance, National Income, and Liberty National Life Insurance Companies, and author of The Most Unlikely Leader. And for all the details, simply visit rogersmith.me. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.